Patience is a virtue, one that is sadly lacking in the world today. I myself occasionally lose my patience, if I ever had it in the first place, during routine daily life, while waiting in line at the grocery store, or while waiting in traffic in the seemingly endless construction zones throughout our metropolitan area. Habakkuk, in today's first reading, also seemed to have lost his patience when he cries out to the Lord about the violence and ruin that surround him. Violence that is still with us today. Witness the attack on children at the Catholic Church in Minnesota, the assault on the LDS meeting house in Michigan, and the terrorist attack at the synagogue in Manchester, England, to name but a few. So, asks Habakkuk, what is God doing about the violence? Why do bad things happen to good people? The Lord's response is, wait and trust. Have patience and faith, for the story of our salvation will unfold in accordance with God's plan, even though we may not understand. God assures the prophet that faith gives us access to divine power, and hence, the just will live righteous lives in the midst of encircling evil because of their faith. To paraphrase St. Augustine, God would not allow evil into any of his works unless his wisdom and power were such that he could bring an even greater good out of that evil. The premier example of that is the greatest evil ever committed, the deliberate torture and murder of God himself on the cross, which brought about the greatest good ever to occur, the salvation of the human race through Jesus' resurrection. Therefore, as we heard at the end of that first reading, the just one, because of his faith, shall live. So, have patience and faith. God really does know what he's doing. But how much faith is expected of us? The first clue in today's readings comes from the responsorial psalm. In the desert during the Exodus, the Israelites had repeatedly shown a lack of patience and faith in God. In response, the Lord proclaims through the psalmist, "Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as in the day of Massah in the desert, where your fathers tempted me. They tested me though they had seen my works." At this point, the bar seems pretty low regarding God's expectations of us and our faith. But then we turn to today's gospel, when Jesus responds to the apostles' plea to increase our faith, with assurance that the quantity of faith is not as important as simply having faith in Jesus, the Son of God. He reassures them that faith as small as a mustard seed can achieve great things through God's power. Even in small quantities, faith allows God to work miracles in our lives and the lives of others. Jesus is making the point that the kingdom of God here on earth may start small, but will eventually grow to become great if we have but faith and patience. Then God's plan that we become saints in heaven will come to fruition. One more comment on how the exercise of patience can help us on our pilgrimage towards salvation. We can also be a catalyst for patience in others. I just returned from my annual retreat at the Jesuit Retreat Center in St. Louis, the White House. While there, I came across a quote from one of the former Jesuit directors of the White House, who is now a resident of the Jesuit retirement community in St. Louis. Commenting on the work of the wonderful staff at the retirement community, Father Jim Bershek quipped, "We Jesuit residents have but one job here, and that's helping the staff become saints by trying their patience." We too can become saints if we have patience and faith.
Please remain seated. In just a moment, Bishop Johnston will give us a few words about the annual Catholic appeal, but I wanted to say a few things about it myself as well. As we heard in our gospel account, the apostles and the disciples pray, "Increase our faith." And St. Paul said to Timothy, "Stir the flame of the gift that God has given you." The annual Catholic appeal reminds us that we're not congregationalists. It's not just about a parish or an assembly. We're part of a local church, a church universal in many ways as well. And that we have an opportunity to share and assist that ministry and witness with our bishop, but also the other ministries. There are so many of them, obviously. We need more priests for the Eucharist or confessions, so we have seminarians. We have a youth ministry to young adult with the Way that's coming out. We have one that's near and dear to my heart, the Marriage Tribunal, which a few years ago we stopped inviting those in hurting marriages who were looking to the tribunal to see if their marriage was a sacramentally valid one, asking for a decree of nullity. We don't ask for any funding for that, so we journey and walk with individuals there. There are so many different ways that we go beyond ourselves and witness to faith. So the bishop is inviting us this week, this month, to consider whatever contribution we can make of our treasure. If it's great, that's wonderful. If it's small, that's wonderful. What really counts is participation. It will be most helpful for all our parishioners, our guests, those around our community, to engage your diocese, archdiocese, our diocese, in continuing to do the ministry and witness of God's work. Mario, will you hit play, please?
At the end of every Mass, we hear a familiar invitation: "Go in peace to love and serve the Lord." It's easy to let those words pass us by, but they are more than a closing. They are a commission, a sacred call to carry Christ with us into the world, to be his hands, his voice, his presence wherever we go. That's what the annual Catholic appeal is all about. Each year, Catholics across our diocese come together in a spirit of unity, generosity, and love. Through your support, the Church continues the mission of Christ, reaching every corner of Northwest Missouri. This work is not about programs, it's about people. A seminarian who finds support and encouragement as he answers the call to holy priesthood. A young couple preparing for marriage, walking with Christ as they begin their life together. A student learning to see the world through the eyes of faith, thanks to a strong Catholic education. Teens discovering joy, purpose, and belonging through youth ministry in their parish. A parish volunteer who brings the Eucharist to the homebound, reminding them they are still part of the body of Christ. These are the small, grace-filled moments when the Church is present, when Christ's love becomes visible, when our faith comes alive. Faith in action isn't just a theme, it's a way of life. Through the annual Catholic appeal, you help feed the hungry, form future priests, strengthen Catholic schools, support parish ministries, and share the joy of the gospel with those in need of hope and healing. No one person and no one parish can do this all alone. But together, as one church, we can answer the call to serve and to build up the body of Christ. Your gift matters. Stewardship is not about equal gifts. It's about a shared spirit of sacrifice offered in love. It's a sign of our trust in God's blessings and of our desire to respond with joy. We may not all be called to the same work, but we are all part of the same mission. So I invite you to join me in supporting this year's annual Catholic appeal. Let's take those final words of the Mass to heart. Let's go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Together, let us put our faith in action with a sacrificial gift to this year's annual Catholic Appeal. Thank you for your prayers, your faith, and your generosity. May God bless you and your loved ones as together we build up the church and reach out in love to those in need in our community. Thank you for your support.